Shinun Gimel Siv Gimel. Kol Ziz Hayotze Al Aver Shoser Aver Mishemut Lishtam Shoro. We're talking about protrusion coming out of the wall of apartment over the Shoser Aver porch, or smaller than that. Shum Mishtamish Bo Yenoysen Lov Veynoydlem Imenu Elov Leferen Tzfuchas Kiyosev Him. We're talking about something that doesn't have a wall around it. It's just a platform. And therefore there's a concern that it may drop. So you only have to put it on it things that are very breakable, like pottery and glass. That way you'll be careful to put it in a way it won't fall down, because you know if it falls down, it'll break. Even more than that. The ones that are breakable, so worst case scenario is it falls. You're not going to bring it home afterwards, because there will not be anything to bring home. But if you put something with it, it will not break. And we have concern that if it falls off, you're going to inadvertently go down and bring it back home. Says the Rambam, "Dav Kazinski Yisim is it? Avon Ludova Rochel Kigad Shemishdamish Oymet Shom Imakli Mutav Shdamish Kol Kelim." He says it has to be something which is a narrow protrusion that you can't stand on it. You can just put kelim on it. It's like a rooftop that you can stand it with the kelim. Then they didn't make this a zera of it falling off, and you could use a rooftop or a large porch and put whatever you want on it. Vim Hoya Ziz Echod Levada Yitzelav Kamalis. If this protrusion is over a Kamalis, since the worst case scenario is it'll fall into the Kamalis and you'll carry it, you'll be over Yitzel Rabbanan, they permit you to use it for anything, as long as it's more than 10 Tvachim above the ground. In Rochav and Kotzer, I feel okay, Meshem Mishtavim, so it goes with the Kamalis. As we said before, the Kamalis didn't make the Cesarean, and therefore, as long as you're above the area of the Kamalis, which is more than 10 Tvachim, you could use that ziz for anything you would like.